You might want to congratulate Jose. He has entered the realm of home ownership. It's exciting until something breaks down. Kathy and Dennis are not here this morning because they're at the Zanin family reunion. It's always in Memorial Day weekend in Rensing. But her brother passed away, and services for her brother will be this Friday morning. We'll be out of town, but we'll come back in Thursday night and do the memorial service Friday morning for them. So be in prayer for Kathy and her family. So in a loss of her brother. He'd been sick for a long time. We've been praying for him for a while, but he did pass. And so be in prayer for her family. We've been looking at who we are, our identity in Christ, what it means to be a person that claims to be one of God's followers. We looked at being a child of God, about being a new creation. Last week we looked at being a branch of the divine. And this morning we're looking at being a friend of Jesus. And we're following in the same scriptures right where we left off last week. John chapter 15, starting with verse 12. What does it mean? Who am I? What is my identity in Christ? He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." You're my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. Let's pray. Father, help us to love each other. Help us to understand what that means. Help us to recognize the value of loving each other and not always demanding our own way. Help us to have a heart for others, where we are empathetic to their concerns and not just pleasing ourselves. Use us to make a very real difference because we love each other. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. He says, love one another. So easy to say, sometimes so very difficult to do. It's Memorial Day weekend. We remember those who have sacrificed. We recognize that there are those who are part of a greater vision than themselves and counted their lives worthy of the sacrifice. And we ought to honor and remember those. But what does it mean to live for one another and love for one another? What does it mean to care for one another in a way that makes a difference? To make a difference in the lives of others because we love them. Jesus uses the illustration of friendship. He says, no longer do I call you slaves, because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing, but I call you friends. And then he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. In other words, one of the characteristics of friendship he's referring to here is that friends listen and respond. Have you ever been a part of one of those one-sided friendships where you do everything as long as it pleases the other person, but you can't do anything that doesn't please them? Those are bad friendships, by the way. They can tend to be kind of toxic at times. Where every conversation you have is never about you, it's always about them. You have those kind of friends? You ever had that friend where you listen to them, but they never hear a word you're saying? Remember the old Charlie Brown cartoons, every time the teacher talked? Wah, 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 wah. I've known people like that, that if you express something to them, all they heard was wah, 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 wah. But you are expected to hear everything they say. Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. In other words, if we hear what he's got to say and we respond to what he says. We hear his word, sometimes written down, sometimes spoken, sometimes shared out loud, sometimes louder than that. We hear his word. But he says the friendship comes in when we do what he says. You know, any normal group of adults can make any decision except where to go to the restaurant for lunch, which restaurant to choose. Okay? And if you've ever got one of those groups where one person likes Chinese and the other person likes Italian, but you always eat Chinese, you know? You understand the kind of thing where we're not really hearing you, you know? When I was in college, I had a lunch group of people, and I always wanted to go to the Wiener Schnitzel. Because back in the day, Der Wiener Schnitzel had 5 chili dogs for a dollar. And I could find a dollar. That kind of dates me a little bit. They're not quite those prices anymore. And none of my friends ever wanted to go to Der Wiener Schnitzel. And so we'd go where they wanted, and we'd go where they wanted, and they'd go where they wanted. But if I went to Der Wiener Schnitzel, I went by myself. Fine, I don't like you people anyway. You know. You see, we treat Jesus that way so often. He says things like, if you want to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. He said, well, as long as there's a nice cushion on the cross for my shoulder. Okay, you're missing the point here somewhere. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. And we say, have you met my neighbors? See, if we're going to follow him and be his friend, we're going to listen and respond. We're going to listen and obey. Because it's not an equal friendship. You know, we're basic boogerhead human being with lots of stuff wrong with us. And he's all-powerful supernatural being that could say a word and we'd be out of existence forever. not quite an equal friendship. But he allows us to have a friendship relationship with him if we hear him and follow him. We can actually be a friend to that omnipotent, supernatural being known as Jesus. And you know what? We don't get to be friends with him because we're so wonderful, although some of us think we are. We get to be friends with him because he chose us for friendship. Paul told the Ephesian church, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we'd be holy and blameless before him. It is a supernatural action of the Almighty to choose us for friendship, to have searched throughout all of humankind and looked at us and said, I want that one. It's not because of how wonderful we are, but it's because of how impressive he is that he chose us. Remember getting picked for teams in school? I hated that. They'd always pick the best kid and have him do all the picking. And he'd pick all of his friends and pick everybody else. And it'd be the last four or five of us losers out there. And he'd say, I'll take the other three if you'll take Steely. I hated that. Then one time in class, we got to have spelling bee teams. And I got to be the captain. And I picked all of my smart friends. And that dumb jock who we wondered how ever found his way to school every day, he got picked last. And you know what he said? It's not fair. And the teacher smiled at him and said, life's not always fair, sweetheart. Only thing that teacher said all year I liked. What agony it was to be chosen or rejected. It's like watching two teenagers with the urge to merge. And she's going, you think I'll ask? And finally somebody slaps her and says, 21st century, go ask him yourself. We want to be chosen. We want to be picked. We want to be special. And here comes God, the almighty supernatural being with immense creative power to do anything in the world he thinks of. And he says, I want you. We're chosen by a supernatural act. We can be the friend of God because he chose us. And I'm going to let you in on a little hint. He didn't have to. Okay? We did that nonsense at school. You had to be chosen. Somebody had to pick you sooner or later. Teacher made sure of it. God doesn't have to. There ain't nobody making God do anything God doesn't want to do. But God, in his infinite love and wisdom and character, reaches out and says, I want you to be my friend. And our first thought is, yeah, really, God wants to be my friend. God said, let me show you how much. And he sent his only begotten Son to a cross that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And from that cross, He cried out, I love you, I choose you, I want you. He chose us for friendship. How dare we say, oh, not tonight, God. I may get a better offer later on. How dare we reject His choice by saying, no, my life without you is better than my life with you, God. I'd rather not. Thank you very much. How dare we reject His choice and say, I don't think so, God. I'm not really that interested in what you got to offer. I think I can do better on my own. He chose us for friendship. Who am I? What is my identity in Christ? I'm a child of God. I'm a new creation. I'm a branch of the vine, but blessedly I'm also a friend of Jesus. Not because of me, but because of Him and who He chose. Some days I wouldn't choose myself as friend, but God will choose me as His friend. Let's pray. Lord, please hear our prayer. Please hear our desire to serve You, to follow You, to obey You. Thank You for the offer of the gift of friendship. May we not treat it callously or disregard it. For it's in Christ's name we pray.